Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. The European Union's highest court ruled on Tuesday that employers can ban workers from wearing headscarves or any political, philosophical, or religious signs in the workplace. Now, the judges said they were seeking neutrality here, not targeting any one group. But the ruling was seen by many as focusing on Muslim women. It also challenges notions of religious freedom and has some advocates worried that companies can now use religion to dictate whom they hire and where those people work. Miriam Humadoun is policy officer for the Open Society Justice Initiative and co-founder of Boss of My Own Head. It's an organization which advocates for the rights of Muslim women to wear a headscarf or not wear a headscarf as they choose. Miriam, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Well, this ruling was based on two cases involving Muslim women. What were the facts of the cases here that are relevant?
Well, in France, the case involved a woman who worked as an engineer wearing a headscarf with no issues until she had a customer make a complaint about her wearing a headscarf after her employer asked her to no longer wear the headscarf. Because of that complaint, she refused and she was dismissed because of it. In Belgium, there was an employee who used to work for G4S as a receptionist. She did not wear a headscarf at work, but then when she decided she wanted to wear her headscarf during office hours, the company said that there was an informal rule that did not allow for religious dress. So when she refused to take off her headscarf, they fired her and adopted a written policy banning religious dress.
So the ruling here seeks neutrality. They say that employers can ban political or religious or philosophical dress of any kind for employees with customer contact. Do you buy it?
Well, the question posed here was whether dismissing a woman for wearing a headscarf is discrimination or not. And what the courts ruled here is that it is okay for employers to ban headscarves and other religious attire if the employer has a policy that they apply consistently to pursue neutrality or a neutral image towards their customers. So it all also only applies, the court says, to jobs with customer contact. And this, for me, is just a recipe for discrimination.
There certainly is a risk of appearance of religious discrimination here. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, on the flip side of this, employers regulate the dress of their employees all the time. I mean, there are jobs all over America and Europe where an employer says, wear this kind of shirt, not that kind of shirt, or no mustaches or something like that.
No, but this judgment doesn't change anything or doesn't change or does not deny employers the right to impose rules on dress like uniforms and stuff like that. This is about making sure that fundamental rights of employees are not trumped by these rules. Rights to manifest your religion is acknowledged by the European Court of Justice here. But then it turns around and says, well, if you have this neutrality policy, it is okay to discriminate. Because in fact, this policy is not neutral. They say it is neutral because it targets all religious groups equally. They say, well, it also targets Sikh men who wear turbans or Jewish men who wear a kippah and stuff like that. But it doesn't make sense. It's not because you treat all these religious minority groups the same that it is neutral, because they fail to make the right comparison here. I mean, it's the same as saying, well, if you fire all colored people, it is not discriminatory because you treat all colored people the same way. What they need to understand here, and they fail to understand, which I do not comprehend, is that there's a difference between people who manifest their religion through religious dress and people who do not manifest their beliefs through their dress. And this rule here distinguishes between them. This rule here privileges one group over the other. It doesn't take much to understand that the majority population in Europe happens to be secular, does not hold beliefs that are visibly manifested through their dress. You could say maybe that Christians still wear crosses around their necks, but clearly, I mean, hiding a cross, although unjust as well, does not pose the same challenge as hiding a headscarf, a turban, or a kippah.
Miriam, allow me to ask you in this case then, what is at risk for the individual Muslim woman in your view, let's say working in a shop who has an employer who wants to enforce this right to ban a headscarf? What's at risk for this Muslim woman now?
So what the European court says here is that the employer should do everything they can to not fire this woman so she can work for that employer as long as she's not visible as a Muslim woman, which is horrendous in 2017. The fact of the matter is that in a private sector, you rarely have back office functions that are equivalent to front office functions. I mean, where are you going to put a stewardess, for example? What kind of back office function do you have for her? What kind of a back office function do you have for a saleswoman? You know, so in every possible way, this judgment is so problematic.
Well, let me stop you there, because the individual businesses and their choice, it seems to me, could provide a real opportunity. You know, we have lots and lots of cases here in the United States where governments, state governments or companies have had policies mm-hmm. that people
exactly.
disapprove of. And
exactly.
the economic retribution can at times be swift and brutal. And it changes minds when people decide that they think that a company is doing the wrong thing. And I wonder if
exactly.
that's not an opportunity here.
That is exactly what we're hoping for. I mean, of course, it is really important for companies who already have employees working for them, and irrespective of their religious dress, they hire them and promote them and just carry out these values of equality and pluralism. Those employers, those businesses deserve our support now more than ever. And it is also important for what the European Court here calls customers, so people like us, basically just citizens who are religiously diverse as well, to make sure that they also just buy with businesses that do not make an issue of this, that they promote in any way they can these kind of businesses that do not have a problem with religious or any kind of other diversity and are proud to present it and treat people neutrally, but do not require neutrality to be a demand in your appearance.
The High Court in the European Union rules that businesses have the right to ban religious or philosophical or political dress in the front office in contact with customers, a policy that many people feel is directed squarely on Muslim women. Miriam Hamadoun is policy officer for the Open Society Justice Initiative and boss of My Own Head. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.